Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding him in Nochas Daf Yud. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph explains the reason we have multiple words that were mentioned in Parsha Metzora again. Once we spoke about Metzora Ani, even though these words do not darshan anything, is because of the concept of Kol Parsha Shenem Rov Nishnes. Any Parsha that was said twice, Lo Nishnes El B'Shil Dovar Sheis Chadesh Bo, meaning, if the Torah went and wrote another parsha, and that parsha had more details that the first parsha did not have, so again, the second parsha, many things from the first parsha were repeated again. This repetition doesn't add anything, but because we have something in the parsha which is new, so that's repeat other things. That's by here, we have another parsha of Ani. Once you speak about him, it's Mitzrayu Asher. We have to say Mitzrayu Ani can bring a different carbon, and you mainly repeat all the details already mentioned in by Mitzrayu Asher. Now, in this concept, there's a big shiloh of Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi. Rabbi Mizrahi is the first Mefarish on Rashi. There's several Sfarim that were written to explain Rashi and Chumash. The first one was Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi, the Re'em. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Behar, says, Ma'inyan Shmita Tzal Har Sinai. Why it says Shmita and it says Behar Sinai? To tell you, the same way Shmita, all the Klolos and Protos were mentioned in Sinai. All the details were mentioned in Sinai. So also, all the Kol HaTerekulo, the Klolos and the Protos, all the rules and the details were all mentioned in Sinai. So Yom Mizrahi has several questions on Rashi. One of the questions he asks, if Kol HaTerekulo, the Klolos and Protos were all mentioned in Sinai, so what does it mean that Kol Parsha Shenemra V'Nishnes, you say a Parsha again, Lo Nemra El Shel Dovar Shenis Chadesh Bo? Meaning, the justification to have another parsha in the Torah is because I'm going to tell you something new that I didn't tell you before. That's why I write the whole parsha. But if in Sinai everything was already mentioned, so there's no chidushim that need to be said. So when you say another parsha, what am I adding that I did not have already originally? And that seems to be a bombo kasha of the Rem. If I have everything written with all the klolim and the pratim in Sinai, the next time the parsha is written, what is the Torah adding? So Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi answers in short. There's a sefer called Zekuso de Avrom, who refers to this Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi. He says, I don't like the answer of the Rehim, but he seems to say the exact same answer. He may be understood it differently. But what Zekuso de Avrom connects is the Gemara that we learned in the end of Masechet Zvachim. The Gemara in the Afkuf Tezvah, based in Zvachim, brings the Machlekes. How was the Torah given? So Rabbi Shmuel says, Klolos Nemu B'Sinai, Protos Boil Moyet, meaning the rules were said in Sinai without the details. The details were said later. Rabbi Kiva holds that Klolos of Protos Nem Rubi Sinai Vinishna Boil Moyet Vinishtal Shobarvus Moyev. And I am a Sefer Yisbach Moish in Parsh Behar. And he says, before we went into and looked at all Shas, you would say maybe this Nekudo, the Kol Parsha Shenem Rubi Nishnis, Loi Nemro Ebshadovash Nishadish Bo, this goes only according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that only Klolos Nemru B'Sinai without the Pratim. So Rabbi Shmuel, Leshitasoi, the talent of Rabbi Shmuel is the same one. Because he holds the details were not said in Sinai, so he says sometimes the Torah will give you the details later. So he made a called Parsha, Shenemru Venetius, we have another Parsha, Loi Nemru Shadovash Nishadish Bo. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that in Sinai everything was said, so he will not agree with his cloud of Kol Parsha Shenemru V'Nishnes. Was said for the Dovah Shiz Chadesh Bo. That's why maybe you could have said, says the Yisach Moshe. But the Yisach Moshe says, if you look at the Gemara and Shavuos, it's clear there, Rabbi Kiva also agrees with this cloud. Meaning, even though he holds that Klolim and Pratim Nemru B'Sinai, he still says that sometimes the Parsha is Nishtes Shel Dovah Shiz Chadesh Bo. And that's what the Zakusa de Avrom, when he brings the Gemara in Zvachim, wants to say that the rule the Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Behar works according to everyone, even according to Rabbi Kiva, and even with him, you'll be able to say that Parsha Shenishtes was said for Shel Dovah Shiz Chadesh Bo. So how do we understand this? So here we go back to the answer of Yoel Mizrahi. Yoel Mizrahi tells us that, of course, everything was said in Sinai, because Bohu told Moshe Rabbeinu Kol HaTorah Kulo, the Klolim and the Protim. We can add what's brought down in Chazal, that anything that Talmid is going to be Mechadesh throughout all the generations were said to Moshe in Sinai. Everything was revealed to him. But not everything was written in the Torah immediately. And this is how he explained Rabbi Kiva. That's why Zakusa d'Avron connects this to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds a klolus of protos named Rabbi Sinai. Everything was said in Sinai. But not everything was written in Sinai. Things were given a little bit later. When the Torah writes something later, then you could say that Pasha, Shenemov, and Nishnes, when a Pasha was said again, well, there was a Chiddush over here that was not written before, even though it was said before to Moshe Rabbeinu. And I in the Ramban, in the beginning of Pashas Behar, that he there comes to argue in Rashi on a detail how Rashi understands this Medrash of Torah's Quranim that says, Ma'inyan Shemitah Bar Sinai. But it seems that he says the exact same Nekuda. Because after he goes and explains the Torah's Quranim, he ends of an Inyan Arvus Moyav Shitztav Shemoyshe Levayer HaToyu Labonim. Moshe Rabbeinu already knew Kol HaToyu Kulo Misinai. But he was giving and teaching it to Am Yisrael and writing in the Torah throughout the years of the Midbar. So to summarize, the Torah was given all to Moshe already in Sinai. It wasn't written immediately, and that's the different parashas that we have in the Torah, as the Gemara refers to in this daf. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.